So the Gemara Daf Chafei Amud Aleph, Gemara talks about the din of Averes Al Das, if she needs a Hasra or not. The Gemara says, Yibaylu Averes Al Das, Tzricha Hasra, Lafsidu Ksubasra, Ina Tzricha. Doesn't Averes Al Das need Hasra to lose her Ksuba or not? So an Averes Al Das is a woman who the Mishnah Ksuba talks about in Daf Ayin Beis, who is not behaving the way she should be behaving. And the din is, if she loses her Ksuba for being Averes Al Das, that is, she's Yaitu Shalbi Ksuba. And the question is, does she need a hasra? Do once you see that your wife is being arev al das, do you have to warn her once, and then the next time she loses her ksuba, or do we say right away, as soon as she's arev al das, she lost her ksuba even without any warning, and you can be megarish right away without a ksuba? That's a shayla ligamar. So the first thing we have to understand is what type of arev al das are we talking about. The Mishnah on ksubas talks about that there are two different types of arev al das. There's the das maisha and das yehudas. Das Maisha means that she, it's basically Averes Adar Doraisa, like Ma'achilas Hashenu Ma'usar. She feeds him food that is not, the Maisa wasn't taken from, Mishamesh Tonida, she doesn't tell him she's a Nida, or she is a Lokaitz Lachala, she doesn't take off Chala, Nederes Vene Mekiyamish, she doesn't keep her Nidarim, different Averes Doraisa, that's Das Maisha. And then the Mishnah says, Ezu Das Yehudas, what's Averes Al Das Yehudas? That is things that are not Doraisa, they're Darabanan, or maybe not even Midarabanan, they're like a Minig, the Minig B'nai Yisrael, like Rashi says, which includes Yaitzev, Reisha, Peru, a type of Bashuk, and Medabarasim Koladim. Different in Yonim of Tznias, a lack of Tznias, she doesn't cover her hair properly, she's too heimish with people in the Shuk, and these are things that are not Yisurim Daraisa, but that is called Averes Al Das Yehudas. So the question is, which one is our Gemara talking about over here? Do we say the Shaila is on both, or maybe both Das Maish and Das Yehudas does not lose her Ksuba without a Hasra? Both of them were claiming that maybe you need a hasra, or maybe the shaila is only in Das Yehudas, but Das Maisha, taka, being that it's a daraisa, she'll lose her ksuba even without a hasra. So in the Gemara, it doesn't say beferish which one, but if you look in Rashi, the Beis Shmuel, and Eben Ezra, Kuf Tes Vav, is medayik from Rashi, the Rashi learns the shaila is only in Das Yehudas, because Rashi says, if Demonasu, Averes Al Das Yehudas, she'ainu tznua, she's not tznua, yoytze v'reshapur, taifu b'shuk, medbarasim kol adam. And he quotes the Mishnah Ksuba. So Rashi is very careful to go out of his way to say Averes Al Das means Averes Al Das Yehudas, which is the second level, the one which is only also Midarabana, not Minatara. So the Beis Shmuel is Medag from Rashi that the whole Shai of the Gemara is only Midas Yehudas. But Das Maisha, she's being Arvan Daraisas, then Taka, she would lose her Ksuba without any Hasra, and the whole Shai of the Gemara would not be Megay over there. We're not, that's not what the Shai is. So that's the chiddush of the Beis Shmuel. The Hafla in his chiddushim on Kuf Tes Vav and Ksubis asks a kasha on the Beis Shmuel, very shtaker kasha, and he wants to prove that the Beis Shmuel is wrong. And really, Rashi is lavdafka, and the shaila is by Das Maisha as well. And his raya is like this: the Gemara brings a raya to the shaila from our Mishnah. The Gemara says the Tashma Rusa Shmes Yavam Lo Shaisus Lo Netus Ksuba. We say in our Mishnah the Narusa Shmes Yavam do not drink, and they don't get a Ksuba. So the Gemara makes a diak mishnah de la shase, they don't drink, ha kinui mekanela, but we are mekanah, then we do kinui to them. So lamai, what's the purpose of kinui without drinking? Lav laf siduk subasa, isn't it coming to be a hasra, to allow her to lose her ksuba? And that would be a raya that you need hasra to lose your ksuba. So the Gemara is bringing from our mishnah that the hasra and the mishnah is to make you lose your ksuba. And Rashi learns, what's the Averes Al Das over here? Rashi says, b'dibra maskel laf siduk subasa, that he loved the Kanila Mafsad Alma Tzricha Asar Vizu Averes Al Das Shinista in Manashim. She's being an Averes Al Das because she had the stira, she had yichud with people, she's Averes Al Das, and we see that she needs a Hasra. So, fact of Hafla, he says that Rashi Shita in Shita of Rebishayim, but Rashi says it's Beferish and Shabbos and David Gimel, that the din of yichud is an Issa Daraisa. It's an Issa Daraisa to have yichud with an Erva. So, this Averes Al Das we're talking about is Das Maisha, it's yichud Daraisa. And Afal Picha, and Rashi learns that that's what the Gemara is bringing a raya from, and you see from there, you need hasra for being arev al das. So l'chay, you see l'had yad Rashi that even being arev al das Maisha needs a hasra, and that goes into the shaila of the Gemara. So he says, how can the Beis Shmuel make a diyuk and say the Rashi is only by das Yehudas and das Maisha? There is no shaila. You see l'had yad from the hemshech of the Gemara, according to Rashi, that the shaila of the Gemara is even by das Maisha. Right, what do you do with Rashi? Rashi does say das Yehudas, so he says the Rashi is saying a l'revusana, saying a chiddush that even by Das Yehudas, you have the Shai of the Gemara. Even though Das Yehudas is less chamer, maybe over there it would be Pashid, you need Hasra, Rashi is saying, no, even over there there's a tzadi, maybe you don't need a hasra. But avada d'shaila is by das moshe as well, as it's muchach from the hamshach hasugya. That's his kasha in the Bishmul. So avada we need to be miyasha. What does the Bishmul do with his kasha of the hafla? How can you say that the shaila is not by das moshe if we see the hadya from the hamshach gemara that it is going even by das moshe? So Rabbi Kiveger has a mahalach to answer the Beishmul in his tshuva, Sim Kuf Yudal, and he says a very geshmak mahalach, and he's mazir like this. He says that the hafla is not understanding the Beishmul correctly. The hafla is understanding the pshat in the Beishmul is that the chilik between Das Maisha and Das Yehuda is why one would need Asra and one not, is because of the Chaymer Eser. The Das Maisha is Daraisa, Das Yehuda is only Darabana, so therefore it's mistabir, they only need. It's only a shayla of needing hasra by Doraisa, but avada by Darabanan, only a shayla of hasra by Darabanan, but avada by Doraisa, we not need a hasra. It's like the Bikvega, that's not the pshad and the Bishmul. The Bishmul is not being mechalik between the Chaimer and Isser, the Bishmul is being mechalik between whether he's machshel or not. It says all the cases of Das Maisha, most of the cases of Das Maisha are cases when she is machshel him. She didn't take off chala, she was mishmashta nida, she didn't take off meiser. These are isurim that are not only deraisa, but she caused him to do an aveira. Mashiach in Das Yehuda, there's no achshala to him, it's her own aveira. She's not being tzniya, she's not covering her properly, but she's not being machshel him specifically. So when she's not being machshel him, we have a shayla, maybe you need hasra, but if she's being machshel him, she already was machshel him once, then Zakta Beis Shmuel over there, you don't have any, there's no shayla, vada, you don't need hasra. And that's what he's being medayik from Rashi. So in Mele, Zakta B'Kivegar, that would answer the kasha of the hafla, because when it comes to Yichud, even though it's true Yichud is Doraisa, but Yichud would not go into Das Maisha. That Legabi, this would be considered Das Yehudis, because Yichud is not being machshel him in anything, and that's her own personal Isser. And being that it's her own personal Isser, even though it's a Doraisa, that would be considered Das Yehudis, and therefore that would go into the Shaila Lefi Rashi, whether you need Hasra or not, because that's not something which you're being machshel him. Mashenke, in the, something we are being machshel him, b'char, even if it's only us in the Rabbanan, that would go into Das Maisha. So maybe we'll see that, the Kasha on the Beis Shmuel would be Miyoshev, and you could learn Rashi Kipshutai that the Shaila is only by Das Yehuda, it's not by Das Maisha. And Shtigl Raiter, B'Kivengar, is from the Lashon of the Beis Shmuel. When the Beis Shmuel brings down his Diyuk from Rashi, he says that the reason why by Das Yehuda you would not need Hasra is because by Das Maisha would not need Hasra is because she's machshel. He says Beferish. He says that Lashon Shehi machshelosai, which is Lachayah Shtaker Raya to Bikvega, that that's the Nekudas Achiluk, not the Raisa Darbanan, but whether you be machshel him or not be machshel him. So that's one tereis of the kasha of the Hafla. Now I wanted to be Matsya, another Mahalach, to answer the what do you say? Maybe what? Oh, very good. Okay, so that's what I want to say. Very good, Bechavin. It's really, it's Ramash Tali and Chabura, and that's what I want to say. A different mahalach, not like the Kivegar. L'chayr is a Pashtun mahalach to answer this kasha of the hafla. So, like Dani is saying, and like Ari said a while ago, the Taisa Shantz over here asks a kasha in the Gemara. Let's just go back to the Gemara. The Gemara brings the Raya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Arusa Shemaris Yalbim, Lashayis Nazis Ksuba. The Gemara wants to be Medayek that you need Kinoi. What's the Kinoi for? It's not for to be Mashker. There's no Hashkah. Elamayetzaf Sidik Ksubasa. So you have a Raya that you need Hasra for Ksuba. And the Gemara is Madcham, Rabbi, Loi Loisar Lab. That's not what the Kinoi is for. It's not for Ksuba. Rather, it's coming to Aser her on him. So without the Kinoi, she would not be Aser. You need the Kinoi to make her Aser on her husband. So, in fact, the Taisa Shantz, he says, there's a mandamer in Kiddushan who holds an Eisen ala Yichud. That we don't hold like this. We hold that if a Isha has Yichud, Stam, during a marriage, B'Isser, that doesn't create an Issa L'Baila. But there's a mandamer who holds that we do Asa for Yichud alone. And even without Kinoi or anything else, just Stam, Yichud makes Asa L'Baila. So, if that's true, why would you need the Kinoi Eisa L'Baila? Even without the Kinoi, she'll be Asa L'Baila with the Yichud alone. That's his kasha on the Gemara. So what do you need the kinoi for? So Dr. Taisa Shantz, he says no. You could say that the Gemara is talking about a case where it's not really yichud deraisa, which is aser. It could be a pesach pasuch l'shesarabim. It could be a baila beir. There are many different cases where a man and woman could be together in a room, and they're technically together. They're secluded, but it's not yichud deraisa because it's pesach pasuch. It's not Yichud HaRaisa because it's Baila Meir. So any one of these cases, would be a valid stira, but would still not be an iser of yichud, and that's what the Gemara is talking about. So he's saying a chiddush. You have to say the Gemara is talking about a case where it won't be considered halachically an iser yichud, but afal pichin legabe dine kinoi v'stira, you don't need a halachic yichud to be able to do kinoi. As long as they're together in a room, that's considered enough of a stira legabe being mashker. And he says we don't find anywhere that you it has to be a real proper yichud in order to have a din of stira. And therefore he says lo mishtametan b'shem malkum loymer shal dechashim stira linyan saita kishabai labir. We don't find anywhere in the Mishnah that the Tana says that stira for saita is only when the baal is out of the city, but if he's in the city, it's not. So you see, we don't find such a thing. So obviously the din yichud legabe saita is different from the din of yichud legabe sur yichud da alma, and that's what our Gemara is talking about. Meilu fi that, it's pasha, the whole kasha of the hafla is not a kasha, because it's true, Rashi holds yichud is deraisa, and that's when it's a real yichud, but the yichud we're talking about over here is pasuk basur rabai lo meir, so I'm saying it's mukach in the Gemara, like you're saying, that we're not talking about a real yichud deraisa, so therefore, that's why the Gemara can bring a raya from yichud, and that's considered yichud, which is dasi hudas. It's not das maish, it's not also daraisa, maybe not even also with your avanan. It's only also out to the minig ha-nashim that were makbid not to act in a priestess digger way.
I don't know if this is a raya, but Rashi says she nistarah him and nashim more than one. So maybe he's saying it's because there's
priestess,
but it's not
really. He's saying it's a case where, I was wondering about this. Maybe he's bavarding that, he's trying to say that there might be more than one and there won't be an issue. That could be. There you go. I think this is the Chayav Pasha de Teretz, and why did Rabbi Kvega not say this? I think Rabbi Kvega is going to Shitasa, because Rabbi Kvega in the earlier Tshuva in Siman Tzadi Tess, Rabbi Kvega doesn't bring the Taisa Shantz. I don't think he had the Taisa Shantz in his Gemara, but he, on his own, he's trying to say maybe, for another reason, he has a whole different cheshbon over here, that maybe you could say our Gemara is talking about not real Yichud Daraisa, but Yichud, which is only Yichud Gabi Saita, but this Pesel Pesuch by Lubiya, we're not being Isser Yichud. That's how he wants to Shant in the Gemara. And Rabbi Kvega then goes on to say that you can't say that. It says, not Shaykh to say that we're talking about a Yichud, which is not Yichud Daraisa, because in Cain, the whole Raya of the Gemara doesn't make any sense. The Gemara is trying to prove from here that Ayves Aldas needs Hasra. They need Hasra to make a loser Ksuba. And who had done any Ayves Aldas? If you tell me that the Yichud they're having is not a Yichud of Isser, it's a Yichud which is Mutter, then maybe Dafka over here need Hasra because she's really not doing anything which is Aser. Mashenkin, when she's doing a real Dover Haaser, maybe then she would not need Hasra. It's not going to be a Raya from this case of Yichud. It's not going to be Vega. It's Mukhak from the Raya of the Gemara that we're talking about a real Yichud which is Aser, not a Yichud which is Mutter. So that's why he's Malchad Abshat. So I think Rabbi Kvega Lashitasa held that you can't learn this Pshat in the Gemara. You can't learn that it's Yichud HaMutter. About it's a Yichud HaAser. And therefore he didn't say my Teretz, and he had to come on to his own Teretz. What does he do with the Taisa Shantz's Kasha? Okay, there's other ways out. But the Maya said this is a Shtaka Kasha on the Taisa Shantz. What does he do with Rabbi Kvega's Taina? If it's true that we're talking about a Yichud which is Mutter, then Luchar, the whole Raya of the Gemara, is very hard to understand. You can't bring a Raya from a Rezal Das, which is a Yichud which is Mutter, to a Rezal Das, which is a Yichud which is Aser. But I just want to be Messiah quickly with a very geshmaka raya to the Shiloh. The Iker Shiloh that we're saying over here is the Yichud of Saita. Does that have to be a halachic Yichud, which is Aser and Atara, like regular Dina Yichud? Or is it a new din? They just have to be secluded in a room, even though Al Tzilchas Yichud, the Alma, would be Mutter. So I actually heard this from Tani, who said B'Shem the Chavina Rav in the Daven Nisharim, who brings the raya like this. He says the first mission Saita, we say that when you're Mekanel Ishtai, according to Rabbi Lazar, the din of Hashgah, which means the Edom and the Stira, could be either Alpi Eidachad or Alpi Atzman, which means the Baal himself could be the Edom and the Stira. He could be there watching the Stira. So if he's watching the Stira, that's Baila Meir, and Lecha Baila Meir, Gedaila Mizu, and Afal Pichon is a valid Stira. So you see that a Stira, which is Baila Meir, is a good Stira, Gabi Saita, even though Gabi Hilchas Yichud, Avadu would not be a problem of Yichud. So that's a raya that they're not totally hal b'hal. The Maizah is a shikol pal in the Taisa Shantz. Why doesn't he bring this raya? His whole raya is we don't find a Tana who says that you need the Baal to be out of the city. It's a beferish mission over here that the Baal can mamish be etzel can be behir. Why is that not a good raya? So I thought maybe it could be marcha this raya. I'll pee what the Peskim say. It's not beferish, but a lot of Peskim say this, that if what would happen if Anisha is being misyachad with a man and the Baal is beer, but she doesn't know the Baal is beer. She thinks her husband's out of town, went on a business trip, but Lamaise he didn't, and he's there. So the Peskim say, Avada, that's not considered Baal beer, because Baal beer works because of the aima that she has from him. If she doesn't know he's there, there's no aima. Right? So if the Baal could be here, and it could be an aid on the Yichud, on the Stira, but she might not know that, so therefore it is considered a real Yichud Daraisa, and Afal Bichon, he would be a good aid, Lagabi, be Stira.